You know all those marketing ads that pop up on your computer or your phone whenever you're just surfing the internet? What are they? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. You can call or text. Raven and I have been talking about this lately because they get weirder and weirder all the time. And you know that they're following you and they're somehow monitoring you so that their target is specifically for you. But sometimes you see them and you're like, wait. Why have you even chosen me for this ad?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is if Russia's going to monitor everything I'm doing in life, Anna, they could definitely do a better job of this thing. I got to be honest. A lot of people are really paranoid about their devices, listening to them or television or how do I shut this off? How do I set that privacy setting or whatever? I'm the person that just always agrees. If I buy a new appliance, I plug it in and it goes, we want to talk to this, this, and this. We want access to this, this, and this. I say yes, pretty much the blanket way across. Seemed like early on, they were hitting me with ads that I could dig. Oh, wait, I would like to watch that show. Why don't I click on this? Oh, that's where I'll check out this sporting event? Perfect. Now the ads have gotten a little bit out of whack.
What's the strangest one you've seen so far?
The funny thing is that it doesn't matter if I'm watching my television, scrolling on my phone, or I'm on Facebook or a news channel or whatever. For some reason, they keep hitting me up about how to empty my bowels every day.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't understand why. I don't really have major health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even sure I want to get rid of everything every day. Who does? I'm not sure how that stuff works.
That's a conversation for another time.
But why every single place that I go? And these are not nice photos or drawings they associate with these robo ads. I thought it was everybody. You're telling me you don't get those ones?
I don't get those. No. No, I get, and this drives me crazy. It says, I'm looking at it right now, sponsored Zumba Fitness. Become an online Zumba instructor. I am a Zumba instructor.
Right.
I've been a Zumba instructor for 9 years. I pay my monthly dues, which I believe are $30 every single month. Like, why do I get this every day 100 times? And then
maybe somebody in your class feels like you need a recertification.
Maybe. The other ones that actually hurt my feelings, and I think it has a lot to do with my weight fluctuates a lot. And so I'm always up and down. Story of
whose
my life.
Does it?
Sure. But I went through a period where I think they thought I had just given up because all of a sudden it was like shapewear and it was like how to hide your belly rolls. And I got to be honest, there were a few times I wanted to click through because they were like super spanks. It was going to like suck you in. But now
it went from fitness equipment to let's just cover it up.
And now I don't know if it's because of the new year and it figures, okay, she's probably on a diet again. It's like, you know, it's the beginning of January.
Right.
All of a sudden now I've got like the mirror. I've got Peloton. I've got all these fitness classes.
Every indoor thing that you can replace a gym with. Right.
And how come it knows how old I am? 40 now? Things are going to be different. I go, well, how do you know I'm 40 now? How does the computer know that?
Maybe Russia's working harder at this than I thought they were. Good job, Russia.
1-800-330-9999. What's the strangest marketing ad that you've seen so far that's supposed to be targeted towards you? Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's Anna and Raven. It seems like they're getting even more outlandish. Those marketing ads that pop up on the internet when you're searching. What's the craziest one you've seen pop up for you? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
All mine seem to be about going to the bathroom.
It's weird.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I keep seeing ads to build a tiny house. I already live in a pretty small condo, and I definitely don't want to go smaller.
Yeah, no, I've seen these, too, actually. There was a time, and the funny thing is I couldn't figure it out because these shows are popular, these tiny house shows.
Yeah.
We talked about it before,
Yeah,
Anna.
My daughter loves them.
Yeah, well, I don't watch these shows, and yet for some reason, for a good month or so, I was getting those ads, too, popping up everywhere.
My daughter would like to build a tiny house in our backyard. That's where she lives. Which, kind of, you think about it, for an 11-year-old, does sound pretty cool.
Yeah, 11-year-old, it sounds great. For a 40-year-old, you say to yourself, do they know something I don't know about my bank or mortgage? No, I don't need this house.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that weird robo ad that you keep getting?
I don't know why I'm getting them, but I keep getting ads to donate my eggs and make all this cash. And as tempting as it may be, I'm 53. I'm fairly sure that nobody wants my eggs.
Wow. Okay.
Well,
yeah. I'm curious.
Do you cook with a lot of eggs in the house? Discussing
actually,
breakfast?
Yeah.
No, Raven, I think Raven is confused about the kind of eggs
No. I'm not confused. I'm just saying is maybe your computer's confused. Right?
Okay.
You're in your house talking about eggs all the time.
Yeah.
Now the computer thinks it's that, but it's not.
Okay.
That's what I think, honestly.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird robocall that you keep getting?
It's for this pink gummy ring, I guess. That's for PMS. I kept ignoring it because it was just so, like, random. But now I'm kind of intrigued, and I might order it to see if it works.
Wait, Flow. What? I get this one, too. Flow, it's called. Right? Is it the right same thing?
What?
Yeah, exactly.
It's these pink gummies. They look like they should be candy because they're, like, in a shape of, like, a circle. But
okay.
they're pink, and they're called Flow, and they're supposed to help you with your bloating and PMS. I get those ads all the time, and I wonder if they actually work.
Is it just a sugar gummy? I mean, is that really
know.
What it is? Or
maybe. And because I'll be honest, if I'm PMSing, I would like a whole thing of candy.
Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the weird robocall you keep getting?
This ad keeps popping up on my Facebook that says, "Do you want a girlfriend?" And my wife keeps accusing me of, like, looking at bad stuff because she says, why else would I be getting those ads? It's the worst, too, because, like, the girl, like, looks all, like, surprised and stuff and looks like a teenager. So it's kind of gross.
Right.
Oh, so what were you looking at that instigated those kinds of ads? I think just like your wife. So you must have clicked on something.
I mean, I just want to ask, do you want a girlfriend?
No, I have idea, like, why this keeps happening. Like, seriously, like, I'm not looking at anything bad. Like, I use my computer for work.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that before.
Anna and Raven, what's that robo ad they're targeting you with?
I'm going to let you know what's going on. So what happens is Google is the one tracking your information and selling it to vendors. The vendors try to market. But what happens is every time you search something, it adds to your profile of what you're searching. Even if you're not searching for yourself. Say you're looking something up for a friend. They're going to add that to your profile. And so what happens is they build a demographic profile based on your age and everything else. Then they try to target market. But sometimes, like Raven got the bowel removal thing, it's not because he has health issues. It's just because he might be at an age where people might need.
Or maybe he was Googling for me.
But I was Googling for a friend.